This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. How will the proposed H2A changes impact farmers and farm workers? We'll learn more about the answer to that from the Worker and Farmer Labor Association right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
In late September, the U.S. Department of Labor announced it was lowering the H2A Adverse Effect Wage Rate, better known as AEWR. Enrique Gastelum, CEO of the Worker and Farmer Labor Association, said these proposed changes are far from a silver bullet, but he feels this will help farmers and perhaps allow workers to make more.
I think what's going to be interesting when we go into 2026 in Washington and in Oregon is, while this base rate for these H2A crews is going to be less, you know, for a portion of the year, when we get to peak harvest or peak activities where we have big spikes and needs to get work done, does that give a little bit of cushion now so that farmer can afford to pay overtime during that period of time and have those workers work those extra hours to actually get all the work done when needed? And then that may make up some of the supplement of the lowered wages for the farm workers during those times.
While these AEWR changes are proposals, Gastelum said he believes the Trump administration will do something.
While we have not seen what that ultimate final rule or draft would look like, they did release their regulatory agenda for the spring of 2026, and there was something titled Adverse Effect Wage Rate there. So that to me indicates they're probably going to collect all these public comments from all the different stakeholder community on this interim one, and then use that maybe to fine-tune or draft whatever final rule they may propose in 2026.
Gastelum added that these proposed changes to H2A may make the program more palatable for growers and producers across the country. For the World of Agriculture, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.